prize we debate.
Whoever prays during the time that the baby's sound of crying goes up to the Shemayim, to the heavens, his tefillot goes up with the cry of the baby. In the pasuk it says, Kishama Hashem kol bichi. Hashem heard the sound of my cry. Says Reb Eli Gutmacher, it's brought in the Svarim, Ze kol hanar. This is the voice of the cry of the baby. It's so pure that whoever prays, whoever is mitpalel, whoever cries together with the baby, his tefillah goes up to Shemayim. Now tell me, Rabbi Yisai, we all have things that we need to pray for. We all have people that we know need Yeshuot, so much pain and suffering. This is Et Ratzon. It's a very, very moment of where you can open the heavens. The tefillah goes straight to the Kiseh HaKavod with the cry of the baby. What's so special about the cry of the baby? What is it? Babies cry all the time. What is the chashivut of the cry of the baby that we're going to hear soon? I want to tell you something so interesting. You know, I made them sing today Az Yashir. I made them sing it with the song, why? Kriyat Yamsuf, Az Yashir, is directly connected to a Brit Milah. Do you know this? Are you aware of this? Okay, so you're going to hear this because the truth is you do know it, you just don't realize it. By every Brit, they sing a song, Yedidim Romemucha. Bishira Kidamnucha. Yedidim. Who knows the translation of the word Yedidim? Yedid is a friend. Yedid. Yedidim. The friends. Romemucha. Bishira with the Shir of Az Yashir Kidamnucha. They started saying the Shira. I have a question for you. Why are we called Yedidim? You know, in the prayer we say it every morning. Here, Binyamin. Binyamin, you daven every morning, right? I don't know about the rest of them. I don't, they're usually on the cell phones. But you get up there and you, right? What does it say? Yedidim avarta. Vaychasu mayim toreim echad mehem lo notar. What are we called? No, listen. Every morning you say this. Don't you want to know what you say? Yedidim. We call Kriyat Yamsuf, we're called Yedidim. Why are we called Yedidim? What is it about Kriyat Yamsuf? We are called Yedidim. Pay attention. Now I have another question. The bracha you're going to make by Brit Mila. Asher Kiddush. Yedid mi bet. Get up. Explain to him what I just said. Yedidim evarta, vaychasu mayim tzoreim echad mehem lo notar. Yedidim romemucha, by Kriyat Yamsuf we will call the Yedid. And then by the Brit, what does it say? Asher Kiddush, Yedid. Mi beta. What's Yedid? What is Yedid? What does it mean to be Yedid? Why is it about Kriyat Yamsuf Yedid, and what is it about a Brit that we're called the Yedid? Moshe, what's the answer? You know the Zmirot Yedid Nefesh, Avarachaman. The greatest thing we are to Hashem is a Yedid. Hashem calls us Yedid Nefesh. We call Him Yedid. You know what Yedid is? That boy say, listen, Yedid is loyalty with Mesirat Nefesh. The Jews jumped into Kriyat Yamsuf with Mesirat Nefesh, with trust in Hashem, with trust in Hashem. Bishira Kidamnucha. Tell me, when did they say Az Yashir? Does anybody know when they said Az Yashir? Huh? When?
After?
Not true. When?
In the middle.
In the middle. Anybody else?
In the beginning.
Yeah, I only had three choices, right? If choice one, A, didn't work out, B, he's a big businessman. He's a genius. A and B was wrong, so C. And the truth is, it might also be wrong. There's a D. All of the above. They said Shira afterwards. They said Shira during. And they said Shira before. They said Shira before. Bishira. Nu. Bishira. Binyamin. Bishira. Kidam Nucha. Before. They approached Kriyat Yamsuv and they said Shira. Why did they say Shira before? Does anyone know why would you say Shira before? No? No? Why? I don't understand. It didn't happen yet. And what's the answer? They had bitachon. That it's going to happen. The Gra, Rabbeinu Agra writes this clearly. B'shira kidamnucha, they had mesirut nefesh, and they knew b'zchut this mesirut nefesh, they're going to have a geula and a Yeshua. B'shira kidamnucha. This, Rabotai, is Yedid. When Avraham Avinu did the Brit Milah, Mamash a half a second, noch a sekunda, Mamash a sekunda. When Avraham did the Brit, how did he do it? He did it b'mesirut nefesh. And this he gave over to the children. Brit is always mesirut nefesh. I need a minute to tell you a story, Rabotai. Moyel, Samayudik Maisa. Listen to me carefully. It was a Russian family that came, Ashkenazic Russian, from White Russia, late. He came 64. A lot of them came a lot later, in 64. He walked into my father's synagogue, and he tells my father, Shalom Aleichem, my name is, his name was Yisrael, I'm not going to say his last name. My name was Yisrael, okay? Listen to a story. I want the Rav to know who I am. I went through the concentration camps and I had a baby in the concentration camp. I had a baby. And I didn't know what to do with the Brit Milah. I didn't know what to do. So I went over to a Yid that had a long beard. And I said, tell me, are you a Mohel? Would you know how to do Milah? And he said, I know how to do Milah. But I don't have the kelim, I don't have the knife to do the milah. I don't have it. So he told my father he didn't know what to do. Why? He lost already one child because of Brit Milah. And this was a big nisayon for him, to give the child when there's not even a meal. There's no how, with what? The rabbi said, I'll take a stone from the ground and I'll do it. So he got very nervous. What should he give his second son to a Brit Milah? Where he doesn't know how to do the Brit Milah, he only has a stone. So he said, I thought for 3-4 minutes, and I made up my mind, Mesirut Nefesh, my child has to be a Jew. In Yiddish, there's an expression, Fayidish mein kin. When they gave to a Brit Milah, they said, Fayidish mein kin, my child has to be a Jew. This was the Mesirut Nefesh. Now, why am I telling you this? This Jew went to Tfilah, this Jew did a lot. The one thing he had in his sayon, he used to go to work on Shabbos. And he had his whole thing that he would go with a train. He wasn't actually being mechal Shabbos, but everything else he kept. When he passed away, there was no place to kever. No, he never arranged it. Rabbi Zon came to my father. I mean, he said, okay, let's find the kever for him. He looked, he found the kever next to one of the greatest rebbes that lived here in Queens, next to one of the rebbes that are buried. It was in a corner, this and that. But the one thing he said, Rabbi Wolkin, I have to ask you, did he keep Shabbos? That was a little bit of a hard answer, what to do. My father said, let me think about it. An hour later, my father said, bury him next to this great rebbe. Why? This rebbe was Makar of Yehudim. This rebbe was very big in bringing back Eden. The chzchut of the mizbrit that he made in the concentration camp in Mesirut Nefesh, bury him over there. Here where he was buried. Yeah. The chzchut of brit, the chzchut of Mesirut Nefesh. Listen to me carefully, Rabbi Yisai. You want to have atzlacha. You want Hashem to show you yedidut. You need to be Yedid Hashem. You have to have Mesirut Nefesh. Loyalty. You know what a Yedid is all about? Loyal. Anachnu, Am Yisrael, are Yedidim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're very loyal. We love Hashem. And even sometimes on the outside, we come, we go, we sit, we stand. But deep down, we have a lot of love and loyalty to the Eibush. That's Yedid. Yedid Nefesh. Inside, we're tremendous Yedidim. Listen to me, Rabbi. It's not easy to learn every day. And it's not easy to go in the street and watch your eyes. It's not easy. But Mesirut Nefesh, and Hashem will show you so much love. When the child cries, you know what it's the cry of? Yedid Nefesh. It's an inner cry. It's the Brit. It's the cry of Mesirut Nefesh that we had for many Dorot, that your parents had for many Dorot. Your parents had this cry of Mesirut Nefesh. Tekablu al atzmechem. Tekablu al atzmechem. Ubeschut ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yikach et ha-tfilot shelachem. Yeh lachem nachat. Banim ubnei banim. Oskim ba-toira ubemitzvahs.